Charlotte's affordable housing problems often spill over to surrounding communities as people move further out to those areas, driving up demand for housing and ultimately costs. Across the border in Rock Hill, South Carolina, city officials say the population there has increased by almost 11% since 2010. They say housing costs have skyrocketed and they are experiencing an affordable housing crisis. As part of our Finding Home series, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at a new single-family complex that Rock Hill officials developed for low- to moderate-income residents in an effort to address the city's affordable housing needs.
This is the former site of the Arcade Cotton Mill in Rock Hill. It opened in 1895 and many years later became a textile mill employing more than 300 people. It's called the Village at Arcade Mill and for now is home to 30 completed and under construction single-family homes. Initial funding for the homes came from state housing grants. As the homes were sold, money from the sales was used to build additional homes. They were sold to first-time home buyers who make at most 80% of the area's median income of $44,000. That's about $32,000 or less. Most qualified for closing cost assistance and are Black.
We're going to go left up here.
Okay. Jennifer Wilford is Rock Hill's Housing and Neighborhood Services Director. She proudly shows off the three-bedroom homes, each with neat front lawns, front porches, and spacious backyards surrounded by greenery and large heritage trees.
We are selling the units for between $120,000 and $130,000, and all of our buyers have come from Rock Hill, so they've been renters somewhere in the community.
A big difference from the average home price in Rock Hill, which is $210,000. But many homes in the area sell for twice that amount or more. Those who qualify get up to $5,000 to use on closing costs, like Endora Davis.
It's very good because it gives people a better chance to, you know, own their home. My home was the first one.
Davis, originally from Jamaica, loves the corner lot, two-story house that she shares with her son. Davis, who works at a local automotive plant, says she was not able to find a home she could afford prior to hearing about the Village at Arcade Mill.
I got mine for under $100,000. So, yes, I appreciate and I am happy that they're doing this.
Davis told her sister, Ingrid DeJoy, about the development, and DeJoy bought a home around the corner from Davis a year ago. DeJoy, a mother of three, works for a health care company assembling medical kits for doctors. She paid $129,000 for her home and moved in this past December.
We were looking at some houses, and they were running up like 100 and something, and they weren't brand new.
And that was important.
Yes, important to be brand new.
The Village at Arcade Mill was a long time in the making. When the mill was operational, it had 135 homes on the site for workers. It looked very different than it does today. Mildred Douglas is the area school board representative. She says a few African Americans worked at the mill but didn't reside there.
At one time, that was totally Caucasian neighborhood when the mill was there, back during segregation. The African Americans did not live in the neighborhood. They came in to work and went back. Out.
In 1997, the mill burned down. The white workers moved elsewhere, and Douglas says mainly low to moderate income Black families moved in. Over time, the neighborhood became run down and crime was high. To improve the community at the request of residents, Wilford says a nonprofit group and the city got involved.
This project actually started at the grassroots level. The mill had burnt down. It was in private ownership, and it just sat here for about 3 or 4 years. And the Neighborhood Association contacted the Rock Hill Council of Neighborhoods and said, hey, we have this thing in our community and we need help.
That was in 2003. Through several federal and state grants over the next 5 years, the Neighborhood Council purchased the mill site, then turned it over to the city. Hazardous materials were cleaned up, old homes were torn down, and the first 10 affordable homes were built. 8 quickly sold for around $80,000, and then the recession hit, halting the project. During the recovery years, many people with high-paying jobs in Charlotte moved to Rock Hill to take advantage of cheaper housing and gas, lower property taxes, and its closeness to Charlotte. Retirees with large pensions relocated there as well. Much of the new housing in Rock Hill caters to those upper-income residents, and with the increased demand, home costs skyrocketed citywide. In addition, Rental prices have risen by 14% since 2016.
There's just a shortage of housing options available for people in the lower income bracket. It is at crisis levels.
Stephanie Barnett is a director for Habitat for Humanity, and she chairs the NAACP's housing committee.
Trying to find an affordable housing option that doesn't leave a family cost burden with more than 30% of their total household income going for their rent is just not realistic in this community. The average fair market three-bedroom housing unit is roughly $1,388 a month. And for our families bringing in $1,900 in total monthly income, that is just not feasible. We're seeing families that are overcrowded. You know, they meet the technical definition of homelessness. They're living with other families or they're living in substandard housing.
Barnett says Habitat builds 5 homes a year but receives nearly 100 applications for them and even more requests for repairs on substandard homes. She is encouraged by affordable projects like the Arcade Mill but recognizes that the need is much greater.
Those 30 homes, that's a great start, but we need to be more intentional about preserving the units that are here and passing policies and ordinances at the local level that encourage affordable housing development and that mandate affordable housing development.
Housing Director Wilford says they are working on that with elected and other city officials. She says developers have taken advantage of federal tax credits to build a handful of affordable apartment complexes in the city. 150 units have been built in the past year, and construction on more than 50 other affordable units will begin this year, some specifically for seniors. She says they are trying to find creative ways to develop more affordable housing and convince developers to produce more mixed income projects.
The developers we've spoken to are responding really favorably. None of the ones with projects that are currently being talked about, negotiated, have really pushed back. We've been very clear that that's part of our expectation. If this is going to move forward, then this is part of how we intend to do business here in Rock Hill now.
Is that a smokestack?
It is. Yep.
Back at the Arcade Mill Homes, where construction continues on the last couple of houses, Wilford points out a trail they built along a creek for residents. It extends from near downtown to the smokestack. There are benches and markers along the trail about the community's history. 67-year-old Alexander Chisholm, a retired veteran, says he occasionally walks the trail for exercise. Chisholm grew up nearby and says he spent more than a year looking for a home he could afford to buy.
Well, as a matter of fact, I just bought it a year ago. To rent, it's too expensive. They're asking too much for people for rent, especially elderly people. I'm living on a fixed income, some of the houses, that, and they're really not worth it. And houses like this, people grab them, they get them.
So it's good to see the neighborhood you grew up in being bounce revitalized.
Back, yeah. Yeah, bounce back. It's lovely. You know, you're right back at home, you know. Makes it feel good. It does.
City officials say now that the village at Arcade Mill is sold out, they will use the remaining funds from the sale of the homes, about $400,000, to build affordable homes in other areas of the city. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.